弟兄姐妹早。
So I was a bus driver this morning for my kids and a few young people for the youth conference.
今天早上我是做司机，我把一些孩子从家里带到教会来。
From New Jersey, so we're glad to be here again.
所以我们从 New Jersey 过来，我们很高兴可以与弟兄姐妹一起聚会。
So can we turn to a few passages? First in John chapter 1.
我们来读几处的经节，第一处是在约翰福音的第一章。
John chapter 1 verse 17.
约翰福音第一章第七节。
For the law was given through Moses, grace and truth were realized through Jesus Christ.
第十七节。律法本是借着摩西传的，恩典和真理都是由耶稣基督来的。
And then Acts chapter 1.
然后使徒行传第一章。
Acts chapter 1 and verse 8.
使徒行传第一章第八节。
But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be my witnesses both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and even to the remotest part of the earth.
但圣灵降临在你们身上，你们就必得着能力，并要在耶路撒冷、犹太全地和撒玛利亚，直到地极，做我的见证。
Then John chapter 19.
约翰福音第十九章。
John chapter 19, verse 19.
约翰福音十九章十九节。
And 20.
第二十节。
Pilate also wrote an inscription and put it on the cross. It was written, Jesus the Nazarene.The king of the Jews. Therefore, many of the Jews read this inscription, for the place where Jesus was crucified was near the city, and it was written in Hebrew, Latin, and in Greek.
比拉多又用牌子写了一个名号，安在十字架上，写的是犹太人的王，拿撒勒人耶稣。有许多犹太人念着名号，因为耶稣被钉十字架的地方与城相近。并且是用希伯来、罗马、希腊三样文字写的。
Can we bow with another word of prayer?
我们低头祷告。
Lord, we thank you that you invite us to your table.
主，谢谢你邀请我们到你的桌子前面。
Lord, we thank you that every week, the first day of the week, we can remember your death and your resurrection.
主，我们感谢你在七日的头一日，我们可以来纪念你为我们死，为我们复活。
Lord, how profound is your love for us?
主，你对我们的爱是何等的长阔高深。
How profound also is your salvation?
主，你对我们的救恩是何等大。
Lord, it will take us the rest of our lives and all of eternity to fully comprehend what you have done for us.
主，我们真是要用我们的一生还有勇士来我们来思想你为我们成就的。
So as we consider even this morning your word and your work, we pray, Lord, that you be with us.
当我们早上来思想你的话语还有你的工作求主与我们同在。
Lord, we ask for your anointing for the speaking and the translating and our ears and our hearing.
我们求主这是加添祝福这是让所说的所翻译的还有听的都能够得你的祝福。
Lord, speak to each one of our hearts.
向我们每个人的心说话。
We give this time into your hands in Jesus' precious name.
把时间交在你主的手里奉主耶稣的名。Amen.
Amen.
In recent days, the Lord has placed the book of Acts in my heart.
最近主把使徒行传放在我的心中。
On the one hand, us in New Jersey are studying the book of Acts together.
在 New Jersey, 我们的团契聚会里我们在读这个使徒行传。
In the upcoming summer, we will also have a study tour in the footsteps of Paul.
然后在夏天的时候我们也会有研习之旅要去保罗的行踪。
So this morning, just like to share some gleanings I've received from the Lord.
所以今天早晨我盼望能够与大家分享一些从主所领受的。
As we consider the book of Acts,
当我们思想使徒行传
the book is called the Acts of the Apostles.
这使徒行传是讲到使徒的行传。
But in reality, it's the Acts of the Holy Spirit.
它其实是圣灵的行传。
The four Gospels were the Acts of our Lord Jesus.
四本福音书是讲到主耶稣的行传。
He finished the work of salvation.
哦，他成就了救恩啊，救恩的工作。
But we thank the Lord.
我们感谢主。
When he was on the Mount of Transfiguration,
哦，当他在变化山上
，he was discussing with Moses and Elijah where how he was to lead this world.
他跟摩西还有以利亚在讨论他要离世的事。
Now remember, on the Mount of Transfiguration, his face shone like the sun.
记得在变化山上，他的脸发亮像光。
His clothing was white.
他的衣服洁白如雪。
God the Father said, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I'm well pleased."
哦，天父说，这是我的爱子，我所喜悦的。
He could have ascended to heaven.
他那个时候就可以升到天上。
He was perfectly obedient to the Father.
因为他完全的顺服了他的天父。
He fully fulfilled the will of God for him.
他完全的俯伏了神对他的心意。
And there would be a man in glory today.
哦，那今天也会有一个人在荣耀里。
A man, flesh and blood.But was able to be victorious over death, over the enemy, over sin.
他是一个真正的人，可是他却胜过了死和罪。
But we thank the Lord because He loved us.
我们感谢主，因为他爱我们。
Because He wanted to impart what was His to us as well.
啊，他愿意把属于他的也要分给我们。
Now on the Mount of Transfiguration, He demonstrated His glory.
他在变化身上，他向我们彰显了他的荣耀。
But his desire was that he would bring many sons to glory.
他的心意乃是要领众子进入荣耀。
So we know as a result he descended from the mountain.
所以他就下山来。
And he set his face towards Jerusalem.
他的面向着耶路撒冷。
And he embraced the cross.
他就拥抱了十字架。
And he died for our sins.
他就为我们的罪死。
But we thank the Lord that on the third day he rose.
我们感谢主，因为他在第三天复活。
And he ascended to the right hand of the Most High.
他升上到神的右手。
And we know that he gave the promise of the Holy Spirit.
他也应许了那圣灵。
And on the day of Pentecost,
在五旬节那一天，
he gave the Holy Spirit.
他把圣灵赐下。
And he gave us his life.
他也把他生命给我们。
And that began his work amongst us believers.
这就在他的信徒当中开始了他工作。
So there you have the Acts of the Apostles.
所以你看到这里是使徒行传。
So this is the background.
这是那个背景。
Before we go further into detail,
我们在讲细节以前，
I think we need to set the context of the book of Acts.
我们需要知道使徒行传的一些背景。
So in the Bible, there are 66 books.
在圣经里面有66本书。
There are 39 Old Testament books and 27 New Testament books.
39本旧约的书，27本新约的书。
They can be divided into different parts.
他们也能够不同的分类。
Our brother is trying to put it up. You'll see a picture.
我们弟兄会在投影上看。
And this is...going to show you the 66 books of the Bible.
所以我们可以看见圣经的66本书。
But the Old Testament corresponds to the New Testament.
可是旧约呢，跟新约是遥遥相对的。
Now we all know the first five books are the five books of Moses.
我们知道头五本旧约是摩西五经。
Also known as the books of the law.
这是律法之书。
Or the Pentateuch.
或者是摩西五经。
But this five books of Moses correspond to the first four Gospels.
这五本摩西五经呢，它是跟四本的福音书是相对的。
Now we know in the five books of Moses, the law was given.
我们知道在摩西五经里头，律法被赐下。
Now God gave the law to show man His standard.
神把律法赐给人，让人知道他的标准。
But through the people of Israel, He knew that man could not fulfill the law.
可是以色列人他们却不能够俯伏律法。
But we thank God for the four Gospels.
不过我们感谢主为这四本福音书。
Because we read the law was given to Moses.
因为我们读到这个律法是借着摩西来。
Grace and truth were realized through Jesus Christ.
可是恩典跟真理是从耶稣基督来的。
So the four Gospels was an answer to the five books of Moses.
所以四本福音书是回应了这个摩西五。
The five books of Moses tells us that man fell short of the glory of God.
摩西五经让我们看见人是亏缺了神的荣耀。
But we thank God that He sent His only begotten Son.
不过感谢主，他把他的独生儿子赐下。
And He brought forth grace and truth.
他也把恩典真理赐下。
So the Gospels is an answer to the law.
所以福音是回应这个律法。
Jesus said, I did not come to abolish the law, but to fulfill it.
主耶稣说，我来不是要废掉律法，乃是要成就它。
He was the only one that was able to do it.
他是唯一那一位可以成就的。
So we see that the law was given
所以我们看见律法被颁下。
But our Lord was the one that was able to fulfill it.
可是我们主是唯一一位可以成就律法的。
But we also know that in the first five books of Moses, it described the beginning.
我们在摩西五经也看见了那起初。
Now in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth.
在起初神创造了天地。
But in chapter 1, verse 2 of Genesis, it says, the earth became formless and void.
创世纪的第一章的第二节说地昏地空虚混沌。
And darkness was over the surface of the earth.
渊面黑暗。
Now because of sin,
因为罪的缘故
Darkness filled this earth.
地面都是黑暗的。
The earth was full of death.
这个地上是满有罪恶。
It was empty and void.
它是空虚混沌。
As a result of sin.
因着罪的缘故。
Now it also later talks about the sin of man.
然后之后它讲到人的罪。
How man rebelled against God.
人是抵挡神。
Now just like the earth became formless and void and full of darkness.
就如同地是空虚混沌渊面黑暗。
After man sinned,
在人犯罪以后
the heart of man became formless and void, full of darkness.
人的心也变得空虚混沌渊面黑暗。
But thank God,
不过感谢主。
In the book of John,
在约翰福音里
the Bible said, in him was life, and the life was the light of man.
圣经说他在他里面有生命，这个生命就是人的光。
Now God said, let there be light in Genesis.
在创世纪里头神说有光，要有光。
But now because of the Lord Jesus, he can say, let there be light in our hearts.
可是因着主耶稣，他可以说让我们的心中有光。
Now in the book of Genesis, you read about how God provided everything that was needed for life.
你在创世纪里头看见神为着生命预备的一切。
He provided the air.
他创造空气。
He provided water.
他造了水。
The light.
那个光。
The trees.
这个树。
So that there could be the process of photosynthesis.
这里面有光合作用。
To sustain life.
能够持续生命。
But we thank the Lord.
我们感谢主。
In the Gospel of John.
在约翰福音。
He told Nicodemus.
他跟尼克丁。
You will hear the sound of the wind.
他说你听到风的响声。
This wind, the word is the same as the word spirit.
这个风的这个字跟那个灵是同一个字。
And then he told the Samaritan woman, if you drink of this water, you will thirst again. But if you drink of the water that I shall give you, you will live.
他跟那个撒玛利亚夫人说你喝这个水还会渴可是你喝我给你的活水就永远不渴。
The Lord said, I am the true vine.
主说我是那真葡萄树。
So in the same way, he's now equipped us to be able to have life.
所以主预备了我们可以承受这个生命。
So now, just as the earth became full of life,
所以就如同这个地它满了生命。
Now because of his work of salvation,
这因着他的救恩的故事。
Now our hearts have been quickened.
现在我们的心被快活起来。
Now there is light.
现在我们有光。
Now we can breathe the air of the Holy Spirit.
我们能够呼吸那灵的空气。
We can drink of the water that He provides.
我们能够喝他的水。
And now out of our bellies came forth water full of life.
从我们的腹中就流出了活水。
So now you see the Gospels was an answer to the first five books of Moses.
所以我们看见福音书乃是摩西五经的会答案。
It speaks of the love of God.
讲到神的爱。
Now, but then you continue to read on in the Old Testament, you have the historical books.
你在旧约里头继续读，你看见有一些历史书。
From Joshua to the book of Esther.
从约书亚记一直到以斯帖记。
Now, in the book of Leviticus, it tells us God told the people of Israel, do not do what the Egyptians or the Canaanites did.
在利未记里头，神说你不能够做那些迦南人或者是埃及人做的事。
Because they did evil in the sight of God.
因为他们在神的跟前是憎恶的。
Now we know in the land of Canaan,
在迦南地里
as part of their worship,
他们的敬拜里头
they would have temple prostitutes.
他们有一些妙计。
And as the process of committing sin was an act of worship to their gods.
哦，他们行各样的罪恶里头，可是他们却是把它当成一个对神的敬拜。
That's why God said, "Do not do what the Canaanites did."
所以神说不要做那些迦南人做的事。
So why did the God send the people of Israel to the land of Canaan?
为什么神把人以色列人带到迦南呢
？Because there was evil in the land.
因为在那迦南地有许多的凶恶。
Darkness filled the land.
那个黑暗充满了地。
Sin filled the land.
罪恶充满了地。
So now God wanted the people of Israel to go into the land of
Canaan.
He said, "Do not do that."
可是他跟他们说不要这样做。
Now that territory, as if it was lost.
那一个土地好像是失落的。
But now God wanted to gain it back.
可是现在神要把它得回。
It should remind you that in Genesis chapter 1, God told Adam and Eve, "You are to be fruitful and multiply."
就提醒我们在创世纪第一章，神说对亚当夏娃说，你们要充满这地，你们要在这地上掌权。
But you are to subdue the earth.
你要得到这个地。
Now this earth used to be filled with darkness.
这个地面本来是满了黑暗。
But now God wanted to fill it with life.
现在神要把它充满生命。
So God said, "Be fruitful and multiply."
所以神说你要多多的遍满地面。
And then God gave him the tree of life.
可是神给他们生命树。
God's hope was that man would partake of that tree of life.
所以神的心愿是人能够领受那个生命树的果
子。
就是神自己的生命。
And His desire was that man's spirit would obey the Holy Spirit.
所以神的盼望是人的灵能够顺服神的灵。
Now man would know how to live.
这样子人就知道如何活。
Man know how to rule.
人就知道如何治理。
Now as man became fruitful and multiplied.
当人生养众多的时候。
This whole earth would be filled with people that obeyed the Holy Spirit.
这个全地就满了人能够顺服圣灵的。
Now this lost territory could be gained back.
这个失落的土地就会被得回。
It could be filled with life.
它又再一次充满生命。
Now man would rule this earth.
人就治理这地。
To recover all that was lost.
就恢复一切失落的。
But that's what God did also with the people of Israel.
这也是神对于以色列人做的。
It was just a small picture of God's eternal purpose.
是从这里给你们看见就是神永世的旨意里面的。
So now he told Joshua to conquer that whole land.
他叫约书亚要胜过这地。
And then this whole land would be a land that would be filled with people that honored God, put God first.
所以这个全地都会满了那些荣耀神把神放在第一位的人。
But of course there were many failures.
可是也会许多的失败。
You have the book of Judges.
我们在看到士师记。
They did whatever they wanted.
他们就按着自己的心意而行。
But we thank God.Later on, in the book of Samuel and the book of Kings, God brought in King Saul, David, and Solomon.
所以我们看见撒母耳记在我们看见神把这个扫罗王、大卫王、所罗门都带进。
So God did a work of recovery.
所以神做了一个恢复的工作。
So that when Solomon came to the throne,
所以当所罗门王做王的时候
after all that David had prepared for him.
大卫王预备了一切。
Now this land as if was taken back from the enemy.
这个土地好像是从仇敌手中夺回。
So it was a small picture of what God was doing through all mankind.
我们可以看见神在人类当中所成就的事。
So you have the historical books.
所以我们有这些历史书。
But then of course then there was the failure of the sons of Solomon.
我们知道所罗门的儿子他们有失败。
He himself worshipped idols.
他自己敬拜了
The kingdom became divided.
这个国度就分裂了。
But then you have the work of recovery.
然后可是有一些恢复的工作。
So that's why you have Ezra, Nehemiah, and Esther.
所以有以斯拉、以斯帖，还有尼西米。
And later on, it described of the work of recovery before the Lord's first return.
就看
the Lord's first coming.
就是在主耶稣第一次来以前的一些预备的工作。
But in the New Testament, you also have the book of history.
可是在新约里头，我们也有一些历史书。
That's the book of Acts.
就是使徒行传。
It talks about the history of the church.
它讲到了教会的历史。
Now remember, Acts chapter 1 verse 8, you are to preach the gospel in Jerusalem, then Judea and Samaria to the ends of the earth.
使徒行传第一章，你要在撒玛利亚耶路撒冷犹大撒玛利亚和全地要传福音。
Now the darkness filled this earth.
那个时候黑暗充满着地。
Sin filled this earth.
罪恶充满着地。
You are reminded that the kingdoms of this world
belong to
Satan.
都是属于撒旦的。
Do you remember when the Lord was tempted by the devil?
你记不记得主耶稣被撒旦引诱？
That Satan offered the Lord the kingdoms of this world.
撒旦他就用全地的国度的荣耀来吸引。
Because he said, these kingdoms of this world have been placed in my hands.
因为全地的国度都权柄都在我手中。
I will give it to you if you bow to me.
你如果向我下拜，我就把一切给你。
But brothers and sisters, we know what happened.
弟兄姐妹，我们知道发生了什么。
What was the result of the kings of this world ruling this earth?
这个全地的君王他们治理这地发生了什么呢？结果。
Now in the book of Daniel, it talks about the kings of this world.
但以理书讲到这个世上的国度。
It talks about the Babylonian Empire.
他讲到巴比伦的王朝。
Then the Persian Empire.
波斯的王朝。
Then the Greek Empire.
希腊的王朝。
And the Roman Empire.
还有罗马的王朝。
Now outwardly, they look glorious.
在外头看他们好像非常荣耀。
But in Daniel chapter 7, they are described as beasts.
可是在但以理书第七章他们被描述成兽。
As a result of sin,
因为罪的缘故
these kings ruled with brutality.
这些王都非常残忍的统治。
And as the Lord Jesus said, the Gentiles rule it over them.
就是主耶稣说的，那些外邦人他们有王治理他们。
But the Lord came to establish a different kingdom.
可是主来是要建立一个不一样的国度。
His kingdom is an upside down kingdom.
他的国度是一个颠倒的国度。
Now the rulers of this world rule by fear.
地上的王他们是用畏惧来统治。
But the Lord Jesus rules with love.
但是主耶稣却用爱来统治。
He said, I came not to be served, but to serve and give my life as a ransom for many.
他说我来不是要受人服侍，乃是要服侍人，也把命给人。
He was a servant king.
他是一个仆人的王。
He was a king that washed his disciples' feet.
他是那一位洗门徒脚的那一位王。
He came to establish a different kingdom.
他来是要建立一个不一样的国度。
So, brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姐妹
the book of Acts,
在使徒行传
it talks about the work of redemption.
他讲到了救赎的工作。
Now man had fallen far away from God's original intent.
人已经远远地离开了神当初的旨意。
But Acts speaks about God's work of recovery.
可是使徒行传讲到神恢复的工作。
It talks about the history of the church.
它讲到教会的历史。
Then we also have the books of wisdom.
然后我们有一些智慧书。
Or poetry books.
有一些诗书。
Job, Psalms, Proverbs, Ecclesiastes, and Song of Solomon.
约伯记、诗篇、箴言，还有传道书，还有还有
雅歌。Now these speak about the experience of the people of Israel.
这个讲到以色列人的经历。
But in the same way, the epistles in the New Testament.
在新约的书信里头。
From Romans all the way to Jude,
从罗马书一直到犹大
it speaks about the experience of believers and the church.
他讲到信徒在教会里头的事。
And then finally, the 17 books of prophecy in the Old Testament speak about the future of Israel.
然后在旧约里头的七本的预言书讲到以色列人的未来。
But the book of Revelation speaks about the future of the church.
在启示录里头讲到了教会的未来。
So now we have a bit of a concept.
所以我们心里面有一个概念。
And if you read the New Testament,
你如果读新约
it for the most part talks about the first 100 years.
所以新约基本上讲到头一百年。
And those first 100 years can be divided into three parts as well.
这头一百年可以分成三段。
The first 33.5 years was our Lord Jesus' ministry on this earth.
第一段33.5年就是主耶稣在地上的时间。
It speaks about the head.
讲到了那位首位。
It speaks of the king.
头，他是那王。
And he ministered for 33.5 years.
他有33.5年的执事。
But then the second 33 years.
那第二段的33年。
Those are the 33 years covered by the book of Acts.
这就是使徒行传的33年。
It is also covered by the epistles from Romans all the way to First and Second Peter.
这也是从罗马书到彼得前后书的这个书信的。
Now these middle 33 years were the glorious times in church history.
这个中间的33年讲到了。 教会荣耀的时段。
You saw how the church was born on the day of Pentecost.
你看见教会在五旬节诞生。
You see how the church grew.
你看见教会成长。
How the church matured.
如何教会成熟。
But then you have the last 33 years.
然后有最后的三十三年。
Which speaks about the church in declension.
他讲到了教会的后退。
Now that's described in the a book of 1st, 2nd, 3rd John, Jude, and Revelation.
这是在约翰。彼得前后约翰一二三书还有有去
犹大书 yeah, and 启示录 and so remember Peter was very upset that the Lord was going to preserve John to live a little longer、remember?
你还记得彼得好像说这个主耶稣说约翰会活得更久
but God had a plan for him
可是主耶稣对他有一个计划
now all of them had different ministries
他们都有不同的指示。
Now for Peter,
对彼得来说
，for when he was called, he was casting the net. Remember?
当他被呼召的时候，他在撒网。
So you know that became Peter's ministry.
那就变成了彼得的指示。
Now his ministry was to cast the net, and many would come and were saved.
他的指示就是要撒网，叫许多人可以得救。
On the day of Pentecost, he preached the gospel, and 3,000 people got saved.
在五旬节的时候，他传福音，有三千人得救。
And then later, 5,000 got saved.
之后有五千人得救。
So you see, this is very important.
这很重要。
Paul, his day job was a tent maker.
保罗他在白天他的工作是一个做支帐篷的。
And his ministry became that of building up the church.
他的职事就成为要建立教会。
Building up the house of God.
把神的家能够建立起来。
Helping the church mature.
帮助教会可以成熟。
So that was Paul's ministry.
这个是保罗的职事。
But the Lord knew that the church would go into declension.
可是主知道教会会慢慢的退后。
So when God called John,
所以当神呼召了约翰
he was mending the net.
他是在补网。
He knew that the church would be come into a fallen state.
主知道他知道教会会退后。
Now, because John lived almost 100 years,
约翰活了接近100岁。
He was able to minister to the saints when the church was in declension.
当教会退后的时候，他就服侍他们。
So we know those are the last 33 years.
这就是最后的三十三年。
So now we see the context of the book of Acts.
所以我们这里看见了整个使徒行传的背景。
It's really focused on the birth.And the growth and the maturing of the church.
他注重的是在教会的诞生，他的成长跟成熟。
Now the book of Acts, essentially in the beginning of chapter 1 and verse 8.
在使徒行传第一章第八节。
We read that the gospel will be preached in Jerusalem, in Judea, Samaria, then to the ends of the earth.
在耶路撒冷、犹太全地和撒玛利亚会传到地极。
Now, in the beginning, the gospel was mainly focused in Jerusalem.
开始的时候，福音基本上是在耶路撒冷。
Now we know on the day of Pentecost, 120 were gathered in the upper room.
我们知道五旬节的时候有120个人在楼上的房间。
And we know the Holy Spirit was given.
我们知道圣灵赐下。
And then later on, 3,000 came in and 5,000 were added.
所以之后有3000人进来，有5000人得救。
So if you read in the beginning, the focus was on Jerusalem.
所以你开始的时候看见注重是在耶路撒冷。
So that's why if you look in the gospel, the whole book of
所以你如果看整本的使徒行传
It can really be divided into two parts.
它可以基本分成两半
The first 12 chapters of Acts
前面的十二章
And then the last 16 chapters of Acts
然后之后的十六章
The first 12 chapters of Acts was mainly of the work that happened in Jerusalem
在前面的十二章基本上讲到耶路撒冷的事情
But the last 16 chapters of Acts
可是使徒行传最后的十六章
And the camera moved from Jerusalem to Antioch
好像镜头从耶路撒冷转到了安提阿。
So the work started in Jerusalem.
所以工作是从耶路撒冷开始。
But it did not end there. It did not end there.
可是没有在那里结束。
Because the Lord Jesus said, not just in Jerusalem, but in Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth.
因为主耶稣说，不单单在耶路撒冷，要到犹太全地、撒玛利亚直到地极。
So even though it started in Jerusalem,
所以虽然从耶路撒冷开始。
Then remember when Stephen he was martyred.
你记得史蒂凡，他殉道了。
And then after that was a great persecution.
然后之后有很大的迫害。
And as a result, the Bible says, then the gospel reached Judea and Samaria through Philip.
所以就借着腓力福音就传到了撒玛利亚。
And then not only that,
不止如此。
Because of the persecution, then many went to Antioch.
因为迫害的缘故，许多人就到了安提亚。
Now the Bible says that Acts is the Acts of the Apostles.
圣经说使徒行传是使徒的行传。
Now we want to ask the question, what is the definition of the word apostles in the Bible?
这个使徒的意思在圣经里头是什么意思？
Now the Lord himself explains what it is.
主耶稣自己就说这是什么意思。
If you read Matthew chapter 9 verse 37.
你如果读马太福音的第九章第37节。
Matthew chapter 9, verse 37 and verse 38. Then he said to his disciples, the harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. Therefore beseech the Lord of the harvest to send out workers into his harvest.
于是对门徒说，要收的庄稼多，做工的人少，所以你们当求庄稼的主，打发工人出去收他的庄稼。
And you continue chapter 10 verse 1. Jesus summoned his 12 disciples and gave him authority over unclean spirits to cast them out and to heal every kind of disease and every kind of sickness.
然后第十章的第一节，耶稣叫了十二个门徒来，就给他们权柄，能赶逐污鬼，并医治各样的病症。
Now the names of the 12 apostles are these.
然后这十二使徒的名字头一个叫
So you see from this context that the Lord describes the apostles as workers that are sent out to the harvest.
所以神描述这个使徒乃是一些工人被送去得庄稼。
The Lord has finished the work.
主已经成就了工作。
Now the workers have to go out and collect the harvest.
现在工人要出去来收这个庄稼。
Now, in this part of the Bible, the Lord sends out 12 apostles.
所以神在这里把十二个门徒送出去。
Now the Gospel of Matthew was written to the Jews.
马太福音是为了犹太人写的。
And that's why the 12 apostles were sent out here to the house of Israel.
所以这十二个使徒乃是要送到十二个支派的以色列。
But there's another parallel passage found in Luke.
可是在路加福音里头有一段很相像。
Luke chapter 10.
路加福音的第十章。
And verse 1 and 2.
一第二节。
Now after this, the Lord appointed 70 others and sent them in pairs ahead of him to every city and place where he himself was going to come.And he was saying to them, the harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore, beseech the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest.
这是以后主又设立七十个人，差遣他们两个两个的在他前面往自己所要到的各城各地方去，就对他们说，要收的庄稼多，做工的人少，所以你们当求庄稼的主打发工人出去收他的庄稼。
Now the 12 were sent to the Jewish part around the Sea of Galilee.
那十二个门使徒他们是被派到加利利附近的以色列人的地方。
Now, the 70 were sent to the Gentile parts that were near the Sea of Galilee.
可是这七十个人他是被送到这加利利海附近那些外邦人的地方。
Now, the Gospel of Luke was written to the Gentiles.
这个路加福音是为了外邦人写的。
But why is it 70?
But 为什么七十个呢?
Because in the book of Genesis chapter 10, it talks about the 70 nations.
因为在创世纪的第十章,他讲到了外邦的七十个国。
The descendants of Noah.
挪亚的后裔。
These 70 nations speak of the Gentiles.
这七十个国家讲到了外邦人。
So now, brothers and sisters, you see this.
所以弟兄姐妹,我们看见。
The Lord's heart was not just for the Jews.
主的心不单单是为了犹太人
but also for the Gentiles.
可是也是为了外邦人。
So now you see the apostles are not just for the Jews.
所以使徒们不是单单为了犹太人
but also the Gentiles.
也是为了外邦人。
God so loved the world.
神爱世人。
And he gave his only begotten son.
把他的独生子赐给他们。
But not only that.
不止如此。
Remember we read earlier in a verse.
我们刚才读过。
On the Lord's cross, there was a plaque that said King of the Jews.
在主耶稣的十字架上面有一块牌子，上面写犹太人的王。
And it is described there that it was written in Hebrew and in Greek and in Latin.
那是用三个语文字写的，是希伯来文、拉丁文，还有希腊文。
And we often think that the Roman soldiers crucified the Lord.
我们一直想，罗马兵丁把主耶稣钉十字架。
Yes, it's true.
是真的。
But actually, the Jews were the one that said, "Crucify him! Crucify him! Away with him! Away with him!"
可是其实是犹太人，他是说除掉他，除掉他，钉他十字架。
But in reality, according to that plaque, the whole world crucified the Lord Jesus.
可是按照那块牌子，是全世界的人把耶稣钉在十字架上。
Now Hebrews spoke of the religious world of the Jews.
哦，这个希伯来文讲到了就是犹太人的宗教的世界。
Now Greek spoke of the cultural world of the Greeks.
那希腊文呢，就讲到了哦，这个希腊人的这个文化的世界。
And Rome.Latin spoke of the political world of the Roman Empire.
拉丁文就讲到了罗马帝国的就是政治的世界。
So, you know, the whole world crucified the Lord Jesus.
所以全世界都把主耶稣钉在十字架上。
The Lord was the light.
主是光。
He came into this world.
他来到这世上。
But those of the darkness did not recognize him.
可是这个世界黑暗没有接受。
They did not receive him.
他没有接受他。
They love to be in darkness.
他们愿意在黑暗里。
They didn't want this man to expose who they were.
他们不愿意这个人来让他们看见他们的。
So they say away with him.
所以他们说除掉他。
Crucify him.
钉他十字架。
So brothers and sisters, it was these three worlds that crucified our Lord Jesus.
所以是这三个世界，他们把主耶稣钉在十字架。
But as the hatred of man reached its height on the cross.
当人的凶恶。在十字架上看到最极限的时候
The love of God also reached its height on the cross.
神的爱也在十字架上达到最极限。
But brothers and sisters, even though man hated God,
弟兄姐妹，虽然人恨恶神
But God loved man.
神却爱人。
So what did the Lord do?
所以主做了什么
After the day of Pentecost.
在五旬节之后
So the same people that crucified the Lord Jesus.
那些钉主十架的人
But now because the Holy Spirit was sent.
因为圣灵降下
Now as Peter spoke.
当彼得说话
Now those in Jerusalem accepted Jesus.
那些在耶路撒冷的人就接受了耶稣
What was impossible became possible.
本来是不可能的现在是可能的
But it started in Jerusalem.
在耶路撒冷开始
And as a matter of fact,
其实呢
Many will say that if you read the book of Acts,
许多人说你如果读使徒行传
Yes, it's the Acts of the Apostles.
它是使徒的行传
It's the Acts of the Holy Spirit.
是圣灵的行传
But the first 12 chapters, in some ways, you can say it's the Acts of Peter.
可是头十二章可以说是彼得的行传
Now, remember, at Caesarea Philippi,
在甘撒利亚菲利比
The Lord Jesus said, I will give you the keys of the kingdom.
主耶稣说我要把钥匙给你
Because Peter was going to open the door of the gospel.
因为彼得要开那门福音的门
First on the day of Pentecost to the Jews.
在五旬节向犹太人打开
But then later on,He opened the keys to the Gentiles when he preached to Cornelius and his household.
可是之后他在哥尼流家里头，他对外邦人也传说福音。
But brothers and sisters, this was just the beginning.
弟兄姐妹，这只是一个开始。
So the first 12 chapters.
在头十二章。
So approximately the first 11 years of that middle 33 years.
就是中间那三十三年的头十一年。
The work was mainly focused in Jerusalem.
这个工作主要是在耶路撒冷。
But that was only the religious world.
可是那只是那宗教的世界。
But God so loved the world.
可是神爱世人。
His work was going to continue.
他的工作要持续。
Not just in Jerusalem and Judea and Samaria, but to the ends of the earth.
他不单单是在耶路撒冷，在犹大全地，在撒玛利亚到地。
Somehow this gospel had to expand.
所以这个福音需要持续的成长。
But in order to reach this world,
要能够达到这个地级
you needed a man of the world.
你需要一个这个世上的人。
So God called Paul.
所以神就呼召了保罗。
Now Paul was a Hebrew of Hebrews.
保罗是希伯来人中的希伯来人。
But he grew up in Tarsus.
可是他从大树成长。
Tarsus was a Greek city.
大树乃是一个希腊的城。
In Asia.
在亚细亚
So Paul grew up abroad. He didn't grow up in Israel.
所以保罗他不是在以色列生，而是在在外地生。
So he spoke Greek.
所以他会说希腊语。
So he would be considered a Hellenistic Jew.
所以他是一个说希腊文的犹太人。
Yeah. So, but then he was also a Roman citizen.
他也是罗马的公民。
So God had to obtain such a vessel to be able to minister to that.
所以神要得到一个器皿，他就能够服事。
So for some reason, as if the Holy Spirit moved the lens from Jerusalem to Antioch, starting in chapter 13.
所以圣灵好像在十三章的时候，把这个镜头从耶路撒冷挪到了安提阿。
And then started the three missionaries' journeys of Paul.
保罗就三次的传道的旅程就从。
Can we throw up a map? I think with a map it'll be helpful.
我们才看到图上就比较清楚。
So you can see on the lower right-hand corner.
你在这个右边的角落。
Where it says Judea.
这里是犹大。
Yeah, that's where Jerusalem is.
这是耶路撒冷的地方。
A little north of Jerusalem is Samaria.
往北边一点是撒玛利亚。
Now Samaritans are kind of half Jewish, half Gentile.
撒玛利亚人好像一半犹太，一半是外邦人。
And then you have Caesarea Maritima. This is where Cornelius was delivered, was saved.
这是该撒利亚Maritima, 这个是哥尼流得救的地方。
But you see, this is the center of Israel and the center of the religious world.
这是呢以色列的中心，是宗教的中心。
But the Lord said, not just in Judea.And Samaria, but to the ends of the earth.
可是主说，不单单是在犹大全地、撒玛利亚，而要到地极。
Now after God called Paul.
在神呼召了保罗以后。
Now very interesting, because of the persecution of Stephen.
因为斯提凡的迫害。
Many people came to Antioch, which is in Syria.
所以很多人到了叙利亚的安提阿。
Now Antioch was a Gentile city.
安提阿是一个外邦城。
Three quarters of the people there were not Jewish, they were Gentile.
四分之三的人他们不是犹太人，是外邦人。
Now Antioch was the third largest city during the Roman Empire.
在罗马帝国里头，它是第三大的城。
It was Rome, then Alexandria, then Antioch.
是有罗马，有亚历山大，然后有安提阿。
Now Antioch, if you look at where it's located, it's right in the middle of...Asia on the east and north, Africa on the south, as you see here, and then Europe all the way to the left, to the west.
所以你看安提阿的地方，它是就是在亚细亚的东边一点，然后在南边呢就是非洲，然后再往西边就是欧洲。
So that's why Antioch, you would find people speaking Syriac, they would speak Hebrew, Latin, and Greek.
所以你在安提阿你可以找到说希伯来文的人，说希腊文的人，说拉丁文的人。
And very interesting, because there in chapter 13, it talks about a few brothers from northern Africa.
所以在使徒行传十三章有讲到几个弟兄从北非来。
So many of them probably dark-skinned.
所以他们的皮肤是比较黑的。
And these are even responsible brothers.
这也是一些负责的弟兄。
But the believers were first called Christians in Antioch.
所以呢，基督徒他们第一次被称为基督徒就是在安提阿。
It was also called a city that never sleeps.
这也是一个不睡的城市。
It had huge colonnaded streets.
它的路上有很长很大的这个柱子。
So there were 1,400 columns.
所以有一千四百个柱子。
Each 2 feet wide.
每一个都有两尺的。
30 feet tall.
三十尺高。
Probably 3 times the height of this ceiling.
大概是这一个天花板的三倍。
And at night there would be night markets along those columns.
在晚上，在这个柱子旁边都是一些夜市。
Now in the midst of this metropolitan city of the time.
在这一个城市的那个时候。
Somehow the Lord captured their hearts.
神却是捕捉到他们的心。
They were first called Christians there.
所以第一次被门徒被称为基督徒。
Now the gospel not just was with the Jews, but also reached the Gentiles.
所以福音不单单在犹太人，也到了外邦人。
And Antioch was actually not founded by the apostles.
所以安提阿呢，不是使徒建立的。
In some ways, it was started by just some regular believers.
好像是从一些普通的信徒建立的。
Then Paul and Barnabas was sent to Antioch after the Lord had already done a work there.
所以主在那边工作了以后呢？保罗和巴拿巴才到那里。
So clearly was the work of the Holy Spirit.
所以是非常清楚是圣灵的工作。
But Antioch was founded by one of the Alexander the Great's generals called Seleucus.
这个安提阿乃是亚历山大大帝的一个将军叫做 Seleucus.
And he named the cities called Antioch after his father, who was named Antioch.
所以他就这个城，他就是按着他的父亲的名字。
Now,If you remember, there was a story of Antioch the Fourth.
有一个故事关于安提阿哥的第四世。
At one point, he came into the temple and he defiled it.
有一次他就进入圣殿，把它污秽了。
And he offered a sacrifice with pig's blood in the temple.
他就用猪的血。在圣殿里面献祭。
And there's a story of the Maccabee brothers that defeated them.
所以我们就听到了就是马可比的那个他们的故事。
And how they purified the temple.
他们洁净了圣殿。
But in any case, this is a story of Antioch.
这就是安提阿的故事。
But not only that.
不止如此。
So from there, the Bible says Paul and Barnabas was sent out.
所以从那里圣经说保罗和巴拿巴就被派出。
On three mission, they first sent out the first missionary journey.
所以他们第一次的布道。
Now, the first place that they came to was Cyprus.
他们到的第一个地方就是塞浦路斯。
Now, there's a city called Paphos.
在里面有一个城叫帕弗。
Now, Paphos is famous because it's the birthplace of the Greek goddess Aphrodite.
这个帕弗很有名因为它是这个爱情之神叫做就是爱情之神的诞生地。
Aphrodite was the goddess of love.
她就是一个爱情之神。
That's a nice name.
这是一个很好的名字。
But actually was the goddess of sex.
其实就是一个性方面的。
So now you know this is a center of sin in the Greek world.
所以你知道在希腊的世界里头这是一个罪恶的中心。
Now, as part of their worship of the goddess Aphrodite,
他们要敬拜这一个性欲之神。
They would have these prophetesses.
他们会有一些女先知。
They were also prostitutes.
他们也是一些妓女。
And they had something called sacred prostitution.
他们有所谓的就是圣妓或者是妙妓。
So now you see, this is the Greek cultural world.
这就是希腊的文化世界。
And, but Paul came to Paphos first.
可是保罗先到了帕弗。
To the birthplace of Aphrodite.
来到了这一个性欲或者是爱情之神的诞生地。
And the first person he delivered, his name was Sergius Paulus.
他的拯救的第一个人，他叫做士求保罗。
士求保罗。And it's interesting, if you read the book of Acts, Paul used to be called Saul.
你知道保罗曾经叫做扫罗。
But after he visited Paphos, his name became Paul.
可是他经过了帕弗以后，他的名字变成了保罗。
Now, there was a tradition among Roman generals at the time that any time they conquered a people or a city, they would add the name of the people or the city to their name.
在罗马的将领他们有一个传统就是说当你每一次征服了一个地方他们就会把那个地方的名字呢加到他自己的名字后头。
So many believe that Paul changed his name because Sergius Paulus was his first convert or conquest.
所以有些人就是认为说保罗把他的名字从扫罗变成保罗因为他第一个得救的一个人他就是叫做士求保罗。
So now you seeThe gospel started to reach into the heart of Greek civilization.
所以你看见福音就慢慢进入了希腊的文明。
Now, the Romans were ruling at the time.
那个时候罗马人他们统治的。
But why do you say the Greek culture?
可是为什么我们说希腊的文化呢?
Because actually the Roman culture was heavily influenced by the Greek culture.
因为罗马的文化非常被希腊的文化影响。
Now we know according to the Bible, There were the Babylonians.
啊，圣经有提到巴比伦。
Then the Persians defeated the Babylonians.
然后波斯人打败了巴比伦。
Then Alexander the Great defeated the Persians.
然后亚历山大大帝就打败了波斯人。
But during the time of the Greek rule,
可是在希腊人统治的时候
that's where a lot of the culture was established.
那个时候许多的文明就被建立了。
And if you go to Rome today, one of the most interesting places you would visit is the ruins of these bathhouses.
你如果今天去罗马的话，你可以看见许多那些公共的浴场的遗迹。
But you know where the bathhouses came from? They came from the Greek gymnasium.
这些公共的浴场，他们就是从希腊的这个这个运动体育馆来的。
Now the word gymnasium, the root is called gymnos.
这个字体育馆，它的根是
gymnos. Now gymnos means nude.
这个字 gymnos 的意思就是裸体的。
Because the Greeks they would carry out their games in the nude.
因为这些希腊人他们的这些竞赛，他们都是裸体的。
They celebrated the body.
他们称颂这个是肉体。
So now you see this is where the bathhouses came from.
这就是这个公共浴场的来源。
And you know during the time of the Greeks they had three famous philosophers, Socrates, Aristotle, and Plato.
在希腊的时候，有三个很重要的哲学家，就是苏格拉底、柏拉图，还有亚里士多德。
So this became the foundation of the Roman thinking and modern thinking as well.
这也就变成了罗马人的他们的思想跟他们的文化。
So that's why the Greek cultural center.
所以这样子的是希腊的中心。
So the first missionary journey, John Paul focused on just mainly in Asia.
所以保罗基本上在第一次的布道，他就是在亚细亚这一带。
Now for the second missionary journey, Paul told Barnabas, "Why don't we go back and just visit the saints that we visited in the first journey?"
所以第二次的布道旅行呢，保罗就跟巴拉巴说我们回去拜访就是第一次旅行的时候
But interesting, the Holy Spirit didn't just let them stay there.
可是圣灵却没有让他们留在那里
As they were going through Phrygia,
当他们经过这个弗吕加的时候
When they came to Asia,
他们来到了亚细亚
Paul wanted to preach to those in Asia.
保罗想要跟在亚细亚的人传福音
If you see in Asia, there were places like Ephesus and Laodicea and Philadelphia.
在亚细亚你可以看见在以弗所或者是腓拉铁菲
Now Paul would come back later to that.
所以保罗之后他会回去。
But during the second missionary journey,
可是在第二次的布道
the Holy Spirit did not allow them to stop.
圣灵却禁止他们。
And when they came to Mysia,
他们来到了弗吕加。
Paul wanted to go north to Bithynia and Pontus.
保罗想要往北去去 Bithynia。
Yeah, but the Bible says the Spirit of Jesus did not permit them.
可是耶稣的灵不准他们去。
And then Paul saw a vision of Macedonia, remember?
保罗就看到了马其顿的异象。
And he said, come on over and help us.
他说你过来帮我们。
So between Paul and the brethren with him, they felt it was the right thing to go to Macedonia.
所以保罗还有他弟兄觉得应该要去马其顿。
Now when they received this vision, they had come to Troas.
当他们来到了特罗亚。
Now Troas is also known as Alexandrian Troas.
这个特罗亚它也叫做亚历山大的特罗亚。
So now you start to get into the heart of the Greek Empire.
所以你真是来到了这个希腊的世界的心脏。
So then the first place that they came to was Philippi.
他们第一个来到的地方是腓立比。
Remember they met Lydia and some women that were praying together.
他们碰到了那个吕底亚，还有一些在祷告的妇女。
This is the first time the gospel reached Europe.
这是第一次福音来到了欧洲。
Now why was Philippi so important?
为什么腓立比重要呢?
Because in Philippi there was a mountain called Mount Pagion.
在腓立比有一个山叫做 Mount Pagion.
Now there was a gold mine there.
在那里有一个金矿。
Now, why was it called Philippi?
为什么它叫做腓立比呢?
Because that was the name of Alexander the Great's father, Philippi.
因为这个是亚历山大大帝的父亲，他叫做腓立。
Now, with the gold from Mount Pagion,
从这个山上拿到的金子呢?
With that money, Philip was able to unite all of Greece.
那个腓立普他就能够把希腊统统都统一起来。
Also known as Macedon.
也叫做马其顿。
And because before that, all the Greek cities were city-states.
那些时候希腊的那些土地他们都是一些城邦。
They ruled themselves.
他们自己统治自己。
But Philip united all of Greece.
可是菲利普他就把所有的希腊都团结
在一起。But also with that money.
然后用这个钱。
Now, Philip was later assassinated.
后来那个菲利普被谋杀了。
But with that money,It was able to fund Alexander's conquest of the Persian Empire.
所以他的用那个钱就帮助这个亚历山大大帝，他把这个去统啊、去啊、去进攻别的地方。
So what was Philippi?
那菲利啊、
What was Philippi?
菲利比是什么
？Philippi was the political capital of Greece.
哦，它是希腊的政治中心。
Or the Greek Empire.
就是希腊的帝国。
So then we know Paul later went from Greece then to Berea.
后来保罗去了比利亚。
Yeah, Berea was, remember they were very diligent in examining the scriptures?
他们很喜欢读圣经，勤读圣经。
But then they went to Thessalonica.
可是后来他们去了铁萨罗尼加。
Or Thessaloniki.
或者是铁萨罗尼加。
Thessaloniki was the name of Alexander the Great's half-sister.
铁萨罗尼加乃是亚历山大大帝同父异母的妹妹。
But near Thessaloniki was also Mount Olympus.
在铁萨罗尼加附近是那个奥林帕斯的山。
Now Mount Olympus was where the Greeks said all their gods lived.
奥林帕斯山就是那些希腊人说他们所有的神祇都住的地方。
Now God created man after His own image.
神是按着他的形象造人的。
God said, "I am holy, therefore you are to be holy."
神说我是圣洁的，所以你们也要圣洁。
But the Greeks.They created their gods after the image of man.
可是希腊人他们的神都是用人的形象造。
Because man is sinful.
因为人是罪的。
All their gods were sinful.
他们的神都是有罪的。
And they did horrible things that we cannot even talk about.
他们做的许多污秽的事情我们不能讲。
But that was Thessalonica.
可是这个是铁萨罗尼加。
So what was Thessaloniki or Thessalonica?
这个铁萨罗尼加是什么呢？
It's the religious center of the Greek world.
乃是希腊的世界里面的一个宗教中心。
But then the Holy Spirit continued to lead Paul on.
然后圣灵继续的带领扫罗。
They came to Corinth.
他们来到哥林多。
And to Athens.
来到雅典。
Now Corinth was a port.
那哥林多是一个海港。
It actually had two ports.
它有两个海港。
One in the north, one in the east.
一个在北边，一个在东边。
The one in the north allowed them to go to Europe.
在北边的那个可以让他们去欧洲。
The one in the east will allow them to go to Asia.
在东边的那个可以让他们去亚细亚。
But you know, when there are ports,
他们是有海港的地方
there are a lot of sailors.
就有很多的水手
Now when there are a lot of sailors
当有很多水手的地方
You know there are many unbecoming places
你就知道会有很多污秽的地方
Or in other modern terms red light districts
就是现代人说是红灯区
And remember I talked about the temple of Aphrodite
我们有提到就是爱情之神的庙
But actually the place that had the most temples to Aphrodite was in Corinth
其实在哥林多有最多就是这个爱情之神的庙
As a matter of fact there were 1,000 of these priestesses
其实那里有一千多个这个所谓的女祭司
They were also prostitutes.
她们也是妓女。
And the practice was the most in Corinth.
在哥林多这个是非常泛滥的。
So now you see this was a place full of sin.
所以这是充满罪恶的地方。
But then Paul further went to Athens.
然后保罗去雅典。
Athens was where Socrates, Aristotle, and Plato...They taught their students.
这个雅典就是那个哲学家，柏拉图，苏格拉底，还有亚里士多德。
Now outwardly they spoke of high morals.
在外头他们讲到很高的道德。
They talked about learning.
他们讲到学习。
But in reality,
可是实际上
you saw what was happening in Corinth.
你看见在哥林多发生的事。
So brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姐妹。
Corinth and Athens was the cultural center of the Greek Empire.
所以哥林多还有雅典，它是希腊世界的一个文化中心。
So brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹
you see, now the Greek world also crucified our Lord Jesus.
那个希腊的世界，他们也把主耶稣钉十字架。
But now God through Paul was bringing the gospel also to the center of Greek civilization.
然后神借着保罗也把福音带到了希腊的这个中心。
At this point, I'd like to mention something.
我在这时候我想要提一件事。
You know, Aphrodite was not original.
这一个爱情之神它的原来
It's not original.
它不是一个
原始的东西。
它不是原始的东西。
Actually, it came from this goddess named Astarte in Egypt.
它其实是从埃及的一个 Astarte 来的。
And also, another goddess mentioned in the Bible, Ashtaroth.
这也是圣经另外一个提到的，就是亚斯塔路。
There was one of the goddesses that Solomon worshipped.
这也是一个所罗门他所敬拜的一个神。
Now in Leviticus chapter 18.
利未记的十八章。
The Lord told the people of Israel, "Do not do what the Egyptians and the Canaanites did."
神跟以色列人说，不要做迦南人或者是埃及人做的事。
Because there it mentions the name Moloch.
因为那里提到了一个摩洛。
Now, Moloch was the god of fertility.
摩洛就是这个生育的神。
Some say Ashtaroth was his wife, the goddess of fertility.
有一些人说这个亚斯塔路乃是摩洛的妻子。
So what did they do?
所以他们做什么？
They had these temple prostitutes.
他们有这些妙计。
And as part of that practice, they had sacred prostitution.
他们就有所谓的圣妓。
Now these illegitimate children would be born.
他们会生一些就是性不道德的。
They would offer them as child sacrifice to Moloch.
他们就把他们做孩子的献祭。
Now I mentioned that God said,I sent you there not because you are good, but because they are evil.
所以主说我把你派去不是因为你们好，而是因为他们的人恶凶恶。
So you see, this is nothing new.
所以我们看见这都不是新的事。
So this, now, Moloch later became the Greek god Kronos.
这个摩洛他后来变成了希腊的一个神叫做Kronos.
His son was Zeus.
他的儿子就是宙斯。
Now, someone had told Kronos that one day Zeus was going to kill him.
有人跟这个 Kronos 说，宙斯有一天会杀他。
So every time Kronos had a child,
所以每一次这个 Kronos 有孩子的时候，
he would kill and eat the child.
他就会把孩子杀了，然后吃掉。
So now you see the connection with the Old Testament.
所以你在这里看见跟旧约的连接。
So, brothers and sisters, the world is in the hands of the evil one.
所以弟兄姐妹，这个世界呢是握在这个恶者的手下。
So now you see this practice is nothing new.
你看见他们的行为是没有什么新的。
They turned something that was simple.
他们把一些罪恶的事。
An abomination in the eyes of God.
在神的眼中是憎恶的。
And called it sacred.
他们说这是神圣的。
So you see that?
你看见吗？
So what God did in the Old Testament?
所以神在旧约里面做。
Through the people of Israel.
借着以色列人。
To remove.The goddess of Ashtaroth and remove those things of Moloch.
要除去这些亚斯塔路还有摩洛的事。
Now, think about it. The other god that is mentioned in the Old Testament that they worship was Baal.
另外一个在旧约里面他们拜的神就是巴利。
Because Baal is the god of the weather.
因为这个巴利乃是这个气候的神。
Because of this,
因着如此,
do you remember the story where Elijah defeated the 450 prophets of Baal?
你还记得以利亚他不是打败了那些假先知？
Remember, there was no rain for a period of time.
你还记得那个一段时间都没有下雨？
But you know the story of how God consumed that sacrifice.
你还记得神就是火降下来把那些？
But later on, after that,A confrontation.
就在那一次的面对面之后
，Remember, it started to rain.
后来就开始下雨。
What was God telling His people?
神在跟他子民说什么呢
？I am the God that rules over the weather.
我就是那掌管天气气候的神。
So why did they worship Baal?
他们为什么敬拜巴利
？Because they needed rain for their crops.
因为他们需要雨来他们的农作物。
Why did they worship Ashtaroth?
他们为什么敬拜亚斯塔路跟摩洛
？Because if you wanted children, you would worship them.
因为你要生育的话，就要敬拜他。
So now it gives you perspective.
所以你看见了这一。
But brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹
，that carried on.
这个就持续。
Even through the Greek Empire.
一直到进入希腊的世界。
Even through the Roman Empire.
一直进入罗马。
But now the gospel was to reach the center of Greek civilization.
所以福音就进入了希腊的世界。
So the middle 11 years.
所以中间的十一年。
Of the book of Acts.
在使徒行传
speaks about three missionary journeys of Paul.
讲到保罗三次的福音的布道
and how the gospel reached the Greek world.
然后福音如何进入了希腊的世界
how reached the Greek cultural world.
进入希腊的文化
and remember, in Thessalonica, it says the city turned upside down.
在帖撒罗尼迦把这个整个城都颠覆
that was the work of the Holy Spirit.
那是圣灵的工作
but then finally,
最后呢
starting Acts chapter 20,
在使徒行传二十章
you see, eventually,Paul was seized.
那个时候保罗就被捉拿。
Now Paul never forgot that the Lord said to preach the gospel from Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria to the ends of the earth.
保罗都没有忘记，就是从福音从耶路撒冷到犹大全地，撒玛利亚到地极。
That's why he wrote to the Romans.
他就是要写给罗马。
I'm going to come visit you.
他说我要来。
Because he remembered the Lord's command.
我要来见你，因为他记得神的命令。
But he did not imagine.
可是他没有想到
that he would go to Roman chains.
他乃是带着锁链去罗马。
Now there were many background to the story.
这故事有许多的背景。
Now remember, around when Paul came to Jerusalem, James said, Paul, look how all the Jews, they are zealous for the law.
当保罗来到耶路撒冷的时候，雅各说：“保罗，你看有许多人，他们都对热心的律法。”
And they said, they somehow say you have forsaken them. You've gone to the Gentiles and you've forsaken the law.
有一些人说你好像已经放弃了、废掉了律法，你去了外邦人的。
So why don't you perform an act of purification to show them you're not doing that?
所以你为什么你不有一些洁净的礼，能够让他们知道说你没有废弃律法？
But then, remember, just at that moment, right afterwards, the Holy Spirit allowed Paul to be seized.
可是在那个之后呢，圣灵却让保罗被他们拿。
Because somehow, if Paul continued, maybe the gospel would be compromised.
如果保罗那个时候继续的话，也许福音就被拦阻了。
Maybe the Christianity would just be a sect of Judaism.
那福音等于是基督徒等于是变成了犹太教的。
But the Lord allowed Paul to be seized.
可是圣灵让保罗被抓拿。
And then later on, he came under house arrest in Rome.
他后来在罗马被软禁。
So now we know finally, Paul made his trip to Rome, but through shipwreck.Through very much difficulty, he came to Rome.
所以保罗后来经过了船难他许多的困难，他终于来到罗马。
Now, for 24 hours a day, Paul was chained to a Roman soldier.
24小时一天，他跟一个罗马的士兵。
Now they would have three shifts of 8 hours each.
他们是八个小时一个轮班。
Now imagine.Having Paul preach the gospel to you for 8 hours a day.
你可以想象，如果保罗向你传福音，
It's not like you can go anywhere.
你好像你不能够去什么地方。
But that's exactly what happened.
这就是发生的事。
Some would say, what a shame. Paul was so useful and the Lord imprisoned him.
有人会说，好像很可惜，保罗神可以大大使用保罗，可是他却被软禁。
But we know his ways are higher than our ways.
我们相信神的道路比我们人的道路要高。
Somehow, even under house arrest,
在软禁当中
as Paul preached to the Roman soldiers,
当保罗向罗马兵丁传福音
somehow the whole Praetorian guard came to know the Lord.
那些衙门的那些人，他们也都能够认识主。
So the whole royal guard.Of the palace came to know the Lord.
所以在那些皇宫里面的这些守卫，他们也能够认识神。
So in Philippians chapter 4:22, Paul wrote, "All the saints greet you, especially those of Caesar's household."
所以腓立比书有提到，就是凯撒家的人问你安。
Now at the time, the Caesar in power was Nero.
在那个时候的凯撒是尼禄。
Now many believe Nero was the one that ultimately threw Paul in the dungeon.
有很多人相信尼禄就是把保罗下到地窖里。
Now when Paul wrote to Timothy, he said, "Bring the cloak."
保罗写给提摩太说你要把外衣带来。
Because Paul was probably very cold.
因为那个时候保罗大概很冷。
He was in very horrible circumstances at the end of his life.
他的情况是非常不好。
But at the same time, he said, "The household of Caesar greets you."
可是他那个时候也说。在凯撒家里的人问你们安。
Even though Nero threw Paul in the dungeon.
虽然尼禄把保罗下在地窖。
And many say eventually he was the one that killed Paul.
有时很多人说他就是
He told Timothy, we are to pray for the kings and those in authority. He didn't say, let's vote Nero out.
他没有说我们应该投票,
but he said, we should pray for them. So now you see,
所以我们现在看,
Paul loved his enemies. Now Nero ultimately conquered Paul. But the gospel conquered Nero's family.
可是福音却是, 得着了凯撒的家,
so now you see the gospel reached Rome.
所以我们看见福音来到了罗马,
reached the heart of the Roman political world.
进入罗马的政治的世界的中心,
so brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹,
you see this whole land,
我们看见这一个土,
full of sinful things,
我们看见这里有许多的罪恶,
full of darkness,
许多的黑暗,
full of it was empty and void.
是空虚混沌,
but now through the gospel,
可是借着福音,
the light came to this land.
这个光来到这地,
now what God commanded to Adam and Eve to subdue the land,
哦, 神要亚当夏娃要治理这地,
to take back the lost territory,
要把失去的土地,
starting from Jerusalem,
从耶路撒冷开始,
Judea,
耶,
Samaria,
撒玛利亚,
and then through the Greek cultural world,
啊, 经过了希腊的文化世界,
and then the Roman political world.
还有罗马的政治世界,
but brothers and sisters,
啊, 弟兄姐妹,
that work did not stop in the first century.
这个工作没有停在第一世纪,
now the church entered into declension.
啊, 教会退落了,
but then later started, the Lord started the work of recovery through Martin Luther.
可是神借着了马丁路德,
and then through the Wesleys.
啊, 经过卫斯理,
through the Moravians,
啊, 经过那个摩尔维亚,
through the brethren,
他们的弟兄,
so what, when the disciples asked the Lord, when are you coming?
啊, 所以, 门徒问主, 你什么时候要回来?
Said, when the gospel of the kingdom is preached to all the nations,
啊, 当这个, 啊, 国度的福音传到了全地,
not just the gospel of salvation,
啊, 不单单只是救恩的福音,
but the gospel of the kingdom,
可是是国度的福音,
in other words,
啊, 换一句话说,
where Christ is the head.
啊, 就是基督是头,
where Christ is the king.
啊, 基督是王,
where his kingship reaches all, everywhere.
就是他王权达到所有的地方。
Now when the Lord Jesus came,
当主耶稣来的时候,
he said he was a servant king.
他是一个仆人的王,
he brought heaven to earth.
他把天带到地,
wherever people went and wherever people met him,
啊, 所有人见到他的时候,
they touched heaven.
他们就摸到天,
brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹,
what is the kingdom of the heavens?
啊, 这个天国是什么?
Is when the reality of that kingdom is on earth.
啊, 因为就是当这个, 啊, 天国的实际在地上,
when the reality of the kingship is in our lives individually.
啊, 当这个王权乃是在我们每个人心中,
when people touch us,
啊, 当人摸到我们,
they say, well, there's something different about you.
他们会说, 哎, 这个人有不太一样,
there's something heavenly about you.
啊, 你有一些属天的事。
Paul was touched by the angelic face of Stephen.
啊, 保罗他记得, 啊, 斯蒂凡那属天的,
it changed his world.
像天使的脸,
so in the same way,
所以同样的,
when people come and visit our family,
所以当人来到我们家里,
do they see heaven on earth?
他们有没有看见,
the husband loves the wife,
啊, 丈夫爱妻子,
the wife submits to the husband,
啊, 妻子顺服丈夫,
the children obey the parents,
儿女顺服,
the reality of the kingdom,
啊, 这个就是天国的实际,
in the church,
啊, 在教会,
brothers and sisters love one another,
弟兄姐妹彼此相爱,
they wash one another's feet,
他们彼此的洗脚,
people see the reality of the kingdom,
大家可以看见天国的实际,
they see heaven on earth,
他们看见天在地,
brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹,
when the gospel of the kingdom is preached to the ends of the earth,
哦, 当国度的福音传到全地,
to all the nations,
达到全地,
the corners, United States,
哦, 每一处美国的角落,
Brazil, Korea, Australia,
哦, 澳洲,
so the Lord's work continues.
所以神的工作是持续,
it started in Acts,
他在使徒行传开始,
it continues.
会一直继续,
the Lord's work is not done.
神的工作还没有结束,
his call to us is that the reality of the kingdom may be real in our lives.
哦, 他的呼召就是,
it started in Jerusalem,
他从耶路撒冷开始,
Judea and Samaria,
也是到撒玛利亚,
it reached the end of the world at that time of the first century,
在那第一世纪的地级,
but the Lord continues his work,
可是主会继续他的工作,
and may that reality be real for us,
啊, 愿意这样子的实际对我们来说,
here in Flushing,
现在在法拉盛,
in New Jersey,
在New Jersey,
may the reality of his headship be established in our midst.
愿意他的做头的位置啊，在我们当中。
May we bow with a word of prayer.
我们有一些祷告。
Lord, we give you thanks for the richness of your word.
主，我们为你自己话语的丰富献上感谢。
Lord, we thank you that we see the act of the Holy Spirit.
主，我们感谢你，我们看见圣灵的行传。
Starting in Jerusalem.
从耶路撒冷。
And then expanding through the world of that time.
在那当时的世界这样持续。
But we thank you that same Holy Spirit continues to work.
我们相信同样的圣灵如今也工作。
Lord, our desire is somehow that your work may be accomplished.
主，我们的心愿是主你的旨意成就。
Lord, your kingship may be real in our midst.
你的王权在我们当中。
Lord, that you may have what you are after.
主，你真是可以得着你心所要的。
Lord, that the bride may make herself ready.
当新妇预备好自己。
Lord, that light will fill this earth.
这个全世界就有你的光。
And there will be a testimony of life.
我们就有一个生命的见证。
Lord, you said that if we drink of your water, from our belly would flow forth rivers of living water.
主，我们喝你的水，我们腹中会流出活水的江河。
So Lord, may this be a reality in our midst.
主，我们愿意这在我们当中是一个实际。
We may learn to love one another.
我们学习彼此相爱。
There may be a richness of your life.
乃是有你自己生命的丰富。
People may touch heaven on earth in our midst.
人可以摸到我们，摸到这天如在地。
Lord, we give you thanks for your own word.
主，我们为你自己话语献上感谢。
May you continue to speak to our hearts.
求主继续向我们心说话。
We pray in Jesus' precious name.
我们奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.